welcome. The world is grappling with the fallout of the coronavirus outbreak and no one is unaffected. In India, our migrant laborers who work for daily wages, they've borne the brunt of the crisis so far. Unable to afford rent or food in cities and with public transport shut down, thousands of them, we've seen them trekking hundreds of kilometers to their homes in their villages. Some may not have it as bad, but we are all affected. Last week on We the People, we looked at anxiety on the rise as we try and adapt to living under lockdown in a pandemic. But what must it be like to graduate in a pandemic and in a recession? We'll ask students graduating this year from schools and colleges, an entire generation of them, for whom the pandemic of 2020 has been an unprecedented interruption in their lives and their plans for the future. We asked some graduating students, we'll ask them how they're holding up and what their hopes are now for the future. Joining us tonight first is Ishayu Nath. He's the outgoing head boy of his school. He's an all-rounder, a national and state level cricketer. Ishayu was supposed to be off to University College in London in the UK in September. Ishayu, congratulations first though on getting in. That's huge. This should have been one of the most exciting times in your lives. Acing your exams, going off to study in a college abroad. How are you holding up?
Well, I think that this time for everyone right now is a really new one. It's not what we are conventionally used to. And I think what scares us the most right now is the uncertainty about our future and whether or when we will get to attend our colleges. I think the way we're all holding up right now is by talking to our friends however we can, using social media, online video calling, reading books, watching TV shows, the usual, and just hoping for the best outcome.
So you were in the process of taking your board exams, right? So you haven't completed because the lockdown cancelled the last set of exams for you in your batch?
Yes. So we were in the middle of taking the ISC board exams and we were told around on the 30th of March, no, far earlier actually, that they would be postponed past 31st and after lockdown a decision would be taken. That leaves around 8 exams and for me I have psychology left.
Wow. So what does that mean? Are you still studying or have you taken a break? Because we know when you're studying for board exams, you know, kids like you are always studying. So have you taken a break? And what does this mean for your college applications and college admissions if you haven't completed your board exam?
So right now, no, I don't think any of us are studying. It's really hard to get down to it. And that's not just because studying is a difficult thing to do, but also because there's the uncertainty that's surrounding this situation. We're all really unsure of whether or when these exams will be held. I personally am scared of them being held in the first place because we were told these exams would be postponed back in March when the case count in the country was in the hundreds. And now we've approached approximately 20,000. So to even think that we would have to take exams right now in itself is a really scary thought. And that leaves us wondering about how we'll submit our conditional results to our colleges, what steps they'll be taking. And I think it is a really scary outlook in the future right now for all of us.
And Ishayu, many universities have already announced that, I'm talking about schools abroad, which you have applied to, have already announced that this semester, if not the entire year, is going to be only virtual classes or classes online. So have you decided what you're going to do?
So the idea of having online classes right now does seem really it does seem really overwhelming to us because a first year in college is a lot about understanding the place, understanding the people, interacting with them at a face value, forming friend circles. And the prospect of having to engage in all of that on an online forum in itself is really scary. So I'm personally hoping that the term does start later, but we get to go there for the first year. And I guess we'll take whatever comes our way, but that would be the best scenario.
All right.
In my mind.
So, I mean, the experience is the education also. So last question to you. You know, your batch has lost a lot of milestones during this pandemic, formative moments, school formals, school farewells. Speak about your batch and how's everybody else doing? How's everybody else holding up? Because the reality is this is a very anxious time for everyone because everybody's trying to figure out whether they'll go to colleges, whether abroad or in India.
I think that one unique thing about our batch, at least what I've noticed as being a part of it, is we do tend to face things together. And our entire year, the year that's just gone by, has been hampered by multiple different things. But thankfully, we did have our graduation ceremony, and we handle whatever we've had to handle as a batch. So we've talked to each other, we've aired our concerns on our common WhatsApp groups. And now I think that while a lot of us are really worried about what's going to happen, and naturally we don't want to be taking our exams and we're really scared about what's going to happen in that front, at the same time, I do think there is still a slight sense of hope. We do still think that things can become better. And we're holding on to the idea that somewhere down the line, life will come back to what it used to be. And whatever happens, I think we'll be up for it.
All right, Shayu, thanks so much. All the best. You sound like a lot of grace under pressure. Thanks for sharing your views and this anxiety with us tonight. Thanks. Well, we have Shayu from school who's just graduating school. Then we also have college students. Let's go across first to Prajakta Deshpande. She's a first year student at a Boston University. Prajakta, you did not fly home to India, and now you're taking online classes there in Boston. How are you getting by financially? What does this mean for you in your future?
So yes, all of this semester has been online since March, and I just gave like my finals like yesterday. Like even giving final paper sitting at home is a different experience. But financially, it is really difficult because I used to work part-time here, and because of this pandemic, the part-time jobs at restaurants or any supermarkets, they've been... we can't go there. So the income as such that you can like survive on the rent or something. So even paying rents has been really a burden back home.
And you don't know when you'll be able to come back because all flights are grounded.
Yeah, definitely. So I was definitely planning to come back after this semester ended for the summer, yes. But the flights have been cancelled, and it's kind of safer to stay where you are and not carry around.
So I'd like to know what happened. How did you decide, or was it decided for you that you couldn't fly back? Because if you're doing classes online, you may just as well be home in India with your family doing these classes and taking your exams online.
So the classes are online, but the timing of those classes are at a weird... So in India, I would have been taking classes at 3 o'clock in the morning. So it would have been really difficult to... have a daily routine life, to be honest. And also when it comes to networking and talking to people, it was so much better before the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah.
All right. We also have, just stay on the line, Prajakta, because we have Aisharya, who's a third-year medical student in London. She actually took the opposite decision that you did. Aisharya, you flew back to India before the lockdown, right? Before all flights were grounded. You attend a university in London online. How's that going for you?
So it's actually quite tricky because the way our third year works is that it's largely placement based. So we're
so
in
you're
the
a
hospital.
Medical student. You're studying medicine.
I'm a medical student,
okay.
Yes. So I'm studying medicine. So third year is largely hospital based. We're supposed to be in the hospitals 9 to 5, basically every day of the week. So it's very difficult to recreate that kind of an educational experience at home. So I think they've had to adapt. So we had an exam today, in fact, but they've had to adapt that as best they can. But it's just one of those things that it's you can't recreate that at home exactly. So it's been quite tricky to adapt to that.
Sure. Journalism and medicine, maybe some comparisons. You can't recreate within the classroom what you need to learn. So but explain to us two things. Then one, how come you're home? Did you manage to make it home? And two, what does this mean for your education going forward? Because you have two more years to do. And as you're pointing out, medical students, the first 2 years are from what I know, is just it's theory. But the last 2 years is more practical. You probably have a residency somewhere that's been upended. What does this mean for medical students going forward of your batch?
So in terms of me coming home, I made that decision to come home about 3 or 4 days before everything locked down, in fact. So I was quite lucky to make it home. And the reason I decided to come home was because I just didn't know how long this was going to last. So I didn't want to be in a situation where I was away from family, away from kind of safety and security without having that certainty of how long it's going to take me. And in terms of how this is going to be going forward, I think it's something that we're all going to have to figure out going forward, because as of right now, we have our final exams timetabled for September. So we do have exams on the timetable, but the question is, we don't know whether they're actually going to happen, depending on what happens with the situation, because obviously it's so unpredictable. But I think currently the plan is to just see where things go and go ahead with that. I think it very much depends on how things change. Obviously, it's very difficult to recreate our experience at home. So right now, we're not getting the kind of exposure. We're not getting the patient contact that we need to be getting at this stage in our education, which is really difficult for us. And it, the severity of its impact is going to depend on how long this situation actually lasts.
But also, as it's shown us, we need, the world needs more doctors and needs more people to be on the front line and be in the healthcare healthcare sphere. Stay on the line, please. We have Akash Jaini also joining us from Abu Dhabi. He's a graduating senior and he's studying at the NYU Abu Dhabi campus. Akash, you know, what is it like? You're going to be, you're actually on the market, as it's called, correct? You're looking for a job as you're a graduating senior. What is it like to look for your first post-graduation job in an economy where, you know, reports every day come in about people losing jobs and pay cuts are being announced across the board?
So, hi, first of all, but otherwise, I was actually in talks because I had interned at a place last semester and they had said that, you know, we actually have a spot open for you, so just stay in touch. And I was in touch with them and I'd obviously applied to a few other places and made it through maybe like one or two stages of like the interview process, these Skype calls and things like that. And then as soon as things started getting worse, all these companies, all these places started saying things like, you know, we can't afford to expand right now, or things are really uncertain. And it's difficult for us to like make any commitments in terms of expanding. And then as like the weeks rolled by and things started getting worse, we heard about, this is jobs I had applied to in the UAE itself, because I planned on staying here maybe for a year or two before applying to master's. And we started hearing things about like alumni, NYU alumni also being laid off from their jobs. And that's when we knew that things were really starting to get difficult. So like, I feel like all my job opportunities, at least on this end, had gone dead suddenly. So that's a bit unfortunate that it hit us at this time. It could have happened to any batch and it seems to have happened to us.
So you plan to then come back to India?
Yeah, I think come home, regroup for a while. And then at least in India, they've pushed a lot of like the exams for master's programs in India, or even like the CLAT and things like that. So I am studying both political science and legal studies. So law school in India or something might be is like a real option now, especially since they've pushed these things back. So maybe something like that, because I do think both jobs abroad and even universities abroad, their application process starts a lot earlier. So, and that's way before any of this happened and before any of us could have, I think, expected. It starts in like October of last year, which wasn't really the plan to go directly into master's. So it is what it is, I guess.
Well, Akash, also, what is the mood like? What's what is the rest of your class, your batchmates feeling like? Because I know there are a lot of international students, a lot of Indian students who apply to NYU at the Abu Dhabi campus, especially because just this week we've heard the U.S. President Donald Trump say that they're putting a pause on the immigration program. That really affects H-1B students, anyone else who thought they would apply to study abroad and then use that as a foothold to get a job in the U.S. and then down the line get an H-1B visa and then eventually, you know, if they want to get a green card or whatever. But basically, it's the long-term plans have all been upended. What's the mood like amongst your classmates?
So the classmates, especially since I'm a graduating senior, I think the mood has suddenly really shifted, because, you know, in the start of the semester, it was like, this is probably the last time we're seeing our friends because they were all international students and it's unlikely that we'd see them again. And then obviously, as less and less interaction was encouraged, it became more and more about like how much you can distance yourself from these people. And it's really unfortunate as a graduating class in an international university like this, where it's unlikely you will meet most of these people again, that the mood has shifted from let's have like a really good time or let's try to make as many memories and remember each other as much as we can, to sort of this thing where it's like, this is really unfortunate. Let's just get it over and done with. Our graduation has been canceled, actually, which is a big bummer, because again, for international students, it's one of those things you look forward to from the beginning. For many people, it's the first time their parents or their family can even fly in to see their campus and things like that. So, I mean, nothing could have been done, but it's also just really unfortunate the way these things have turned out. As for like things like studying abroad and all, my younger brother also studies at the NYU Abu Dhabi campus, but he was studying away at London this semester, and London closer to Europe was one of the first sites where things started getting bad first, and so he had to fly home. So he's actually home right now. And just like that, a lot of people study away because we do get promised a semester at the New York campus or at some of the other campuses.
Sure.
And a lot of those are getting canceled. Immigration, things like that. People that applied for master's programs,
yeah,
from my batch, of course, they all have to rethink these things. And I think the move still on most, like, I actually don't know of any university that has been like, we're going to shut down for you, because that's not something that's feasible, I think, for these sort of
so
academic institutions.
A lot of American universities
almost
depend on tuition that comes in from foreign students. All right.
Exactly.
But just stay on the line, because we do have somebody on the other side of, there are always two sides to the story. Let's go across to first Anand Kumar, who is the founder of Super 30. That, of course, is that famed program that guides underprivileged students to crack the difficult IIT entrance exam. He's also been portrayed on the big screen by Hrithik Roshan in that film Super 30. But Anand Kumar ji, first of all, many privileged middle-class Indian students, families, they scrape together the last bit of savings to send their children to IITs and IIMs because they say it will pay off and it will pay back when they graduate, when they're lapped up by major companies at fantastic salaries. But this class of 2020, you just heard Akash there speaking from Abu Dhabi, they're facing a stormy economic forecast. Placement agencies are saying demand from companies is bleak. Is that what you're seeing? Campus hiring has seen a drop?
एकदम अभी स्थिति खराब है पूरे देश नहीं बल्कि दुनिया में. इस तरह से जो कैंपस सिलेक्शन की बात हो, चाहे आईआईटी में हो, आईएम आईआईएम की बात हो, हर जगह ये प्रभावित हुआ, इफेक्टेड हुआ है. और ये लॉकडाउन का प्रभाव दूरगामी होगा. ये जो हम लोग अभी कोरोना वायरस को झेल रहे हैं, इसका जो दुख है, दर्द है, आने वाले भविष्य पर भी पड़ेगा.
आनंद कुमार जी, आप तो ऑनलाइन क्लासेस ले रहे हो अभी और इट्स बीइंग लैप्ड अप. हार्वर्ड यूनिवर्सिटी अभी 67 ऑनलाइन क्लासेस फ्री में देयर ऑफरिंग. तो इसमें कोई सिल्वर लाइनिंग है? कुड दिस बी अ टर्निंग पॉइंट फॉर एजुकेशन इन इंडिया लॉन्ग टर्म? क्योंकि मैंने पढ़ा था कि आप भी चाहते थे, आपकी विश थी कि आप कैम्ब्रिज में पढ़ सके, मगर फॉर मेनी रीजन यू कुडंट गो. बट अगर आप इस जनरेशन में होते तो शायद आपको जाना ही नहीं पड़ता, क्योंकि आप ये ऑनलाइन क्लासेस ले सकते थे.
ऑनलाइन क्लासेस तो अभी जरूरत बन गई है, मजबूरी भी बन गई और होना भी चाहिए. लेकिन जो ऑफलाइन क्लास का जो प्रभाव होता है, इफेक्ट होता है, उसको ऑनलाइन से हम पूरी तरह से रिप्लेस नहीं कर सकते. ऑनलाइन ज्यादा से ज्यादा हम लोग क्या कर सकते हैं, मिडिल क्लास फैमिली तक जा सकते हैं. लेकिन हमारी गरीब जनता है जिसके पास लैपटॉप नहीं है, जिसके पास आईपैड नहीं है, जिसके पास अच्छी इंटरनेट की सुविधा नहीं है, उस तक हम लोग कैसे एजुकेशन पहुंचाएंगे? आप स्कूल की बात कहिए, गांव में स्कूल है, छोटे छोटे स्कूल है, छोटे छोटे कॉलेज है जहां गरीब लोग पढ़ते हैं, रिक्शा ठेला वाले के बच्चे पढ़ते हैं, वहां तक अभी ऑनलाइन पहुंचना बहुत दूर की बात है. इसलिए सरकारी स्तर पर इसके भी प्रयास होने चाहिए कि हम लोग घर घर कैसे ऑनलाइन तक पहुंच पाए.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anand Kumar ji. That's why we invited you on this show, so that you can give us the other side, the other perspective. Hum sab log online education ko embrace kar rahe, but India ki reality bhi dekhni padti hai. Aap ye keh rahe ho. Thank you for that. Let's go across Rituparna Chakrabarty. She's the co-founder of Teamly Services, that of course well-known, India's leading staffing company. So Rituparna, you've heard all of these students right now. On the other hand, yes, we know that this is a very difficult time for those seeking jobs. But on the other hand, could there be an increase in a demand for certain skills? Because, for example, suddenly everybody is embracing remote working requirements.
Sure. I think just to give you an overview of the situation, the way I look at it, I think
can we try and get Anand Kumar ji, then can I talk to you again, Anand Kumar ji?
Yes.
Aapke students jo graduate, jo aapke program mein hai abhi, who are trying to apply to IITs and IIMs, unke what are they, unke man mein kya ho rahi hai abhi? Because anxiety to sabke saath ho rahi hai, but because campus placements are going down or and companies aren't hiring,
sabke man mein hai. बट हम लोगों को ये देखना है मुक्त तौर पर, बच्चों को हम लोग ट्रेनिंग देते हैं कि घबराना नहीं है, अभी जो टाइम है मुख्य टाइम है अपने आप को तैयार करने का, सेल्फ स्टडी करने का, ज्यादा से ज्यादा नॉलेज को गैदर करने का। तो जो हमारे बच्चे हैं वो वेट कर रहे हैं सही समय का, और जो ये समय है उसका कैसे पॉजिटिव उपयोग कर किया जाए इस पर फोकस किए हुए।
All right. Thank you, sir. Rituparna, if I can just go across to you now then for that last question. Is there a silver lining in all of this? Do we all need to recalibrate ourselves, you know, adapt to a new time? What does one need to do?
Yeah, I know. The mood is very sour. The mood is very unpredictable. I think the future seems very unknowable and unmodelable at this point of time. However, I think we just need to recalibrate the way we view life, especially students. I think students need to just treat life now as a never-ending game with no rules. Here, there are no winners and losers. You just need to learn how to survive. I think that's essentially what's going to determine the approach forward. A few things I wanted to share with everyone. I think pre-COVID, by about November, December, all the placements, campus placements for 2020 got done in India. And actually, it was quite a great year from a campus perspective. Campus placements improved. I think more or less most of the well-known business schools, engineering colleges were able to place their candidate. And here comes COVID, and because of which we suddenly feel that there's a lot of uncertainty. I think there are opportunities out there. I think, for example, online education per se has moved ahead from 2030 to 2020. What we were expecting to happen in 2030 is we're already seeing those innovations, those
leapfrog.
Those are the kind of innovations we are witnessing. I think it's time to take advantage of that. We should spend time learning. We should spend time adding skill sets which otherwise would have been very difficult. Or we've not been prioritizing, like you yourself said. Harvard has made so many courses free. I've seen Wharton making so many courses free. So I think it's time to take advantage of that. I think corporate India has a mood to hire. It's just that they themselves have suddenly faced with this uncertainty and they don't know what to do. But the moment recovery happens, it's my belief that the jobs will start creeping in. So there is an opportunity. Sectors like technology and IT, there is going to be a huge surge in the long run. Cybersecurity, drones, bots, for that matter, and many others. I think we will see a sea change around us. And for example, I see one medical student in this. Suddenly, everybody understands the importance of medical and health workers.
Correct.
So I guess there will be demand. And it's up to us now to stay positive, stay focused.
Okay.
But also, stay flexible.
Stay positive, but stay focused and stay flexible. I hope that's helpful to any students watching the show. Thank you all for joining us tonight. This is a very difficult time for us all. So let's be supportive of each other. Let's also understand that we're going through a lot of anxiety at this point of time, and it's okay to talk about it. Thank you all, our students, Anand Kumarji and Rituparna Chakravarti, to you all for joining us on We the People tonight. Good night.